Well, good morning, everybody. What a glorious day. We had a glorious day yesterday, too. And just a word of thanks to all who came out for the Oktoberfest, and special thanks to those who volunteered. And it was just a lovely event last night. Sold out of just about everything, which was really a blessing. We also sold out of cookies. And I was sitting there about 8:30, and a bunch of kids came over, and I was lamenting to them that I missed my opportunity for a cookie. And one kid said, well, I ate four of them. And then this third grader came over and she tapped my shoulder. She said, it's okay, Father, you have God. And she said, isn't God more important than sugar? You got me there. So anyway, but it was just a beautiful, beautiful day. I wanted to think a little bit about our gospel today, which I think the gospel proposes and answers a very important question today. And the question is, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? The answer is, whoever God puts at your doorstep is your neighbor. Whoever God puts in your life. We know that nothing happens by chance, and that every single soul who crosses your path, God put there. And everybody that crosses my path, God put there. It's the most wonderful thing. And like, to know that how God is organizing this all, and He knows what He's doing. And our neighbor is whoever God puts in our path. Now, when we hear about this rich man and the poor man, by the way, the poor man has a name. It's good to notice in the gospel who has a name. But when we think about the poor man and the rich man, we tend to think God is talking about somebody else. But the truth of the matter is, at different times in our lives, we are the rich man, everybody. We are all supremely blessed. We are all rich in one way or another. And God does put people on our doors, and He asks us to share our wealth, whatever that might be. It's not always money, but God puts people at our door, the door of our hearts, and He has them to knock on our door, and we are to open the door generously, lovingly, faithfully, and minister to the needs of every soul that God puts in our path, knowing that He put them there. And on the other side of it, sometimes we are the poor man in one sort of way or another. I've met a lot of very rich, poor people. And I think that it's like we are all poor in some fashion or another. And in humility and in faith, God asks us to knock on the door of somebody else's heart and allow them to minister to our needs. It's the most wonderful arrangement that God has created. He made a family, and He called it the church, that when one is in need, there is always others there to help, and vice versa. Maybe just to pass some time today in prayer, reflecting on in what ways am I rich, and how can I share those riches, in what ways am I poor, how can I humbly beg others for help when I need it. It's a beautiful thing. We are a church. We belong to each other. And you know, the Old Testament made that point in the story of Cain and Abel. I just will end with this. This is the shortest homily I've ever heard in my life. And it's probably that reason that I remember it. But it was this priest in seminary. And the first reading at Mass, it was a daily Mass, was about Cain and Abel. And the priest that finishes the gospel and he just says, am I my brother's keeper? Yes.